time.
And I just want to say, when my time comes, I want to be buried face down so that anyone who doesn't like me can kiss my ass.
Hour number two of Overtime coming at you live on this Wednesday. An hour down, one more remaining here with you up until 8 o'clock here. Thank you all for still tuning in with us here. If you missed hour number one, pretty much put a conclusion to the whole Rick Barnes talk. And also played some audio from Paul Feinbaum the other day. It's definitely the most conspiratorial take I've heard on Rick Barnes staying at Tennessee and turning down UCLA. Paul basically thinks there's something very wrong behind the scenes at Tennessee for Rick Barnes to even consider leaving. You know, not that that was a dude's dream job or anything like that, and he did, you know, kind of consider it like any other employee would.
Everybody
that gets
else
a job
would.
Offer.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's that deep. Really
no,
don't think
so
it's that deep. Give you an update on the LSU situation. Joe Oliva out as LSU's athletic director. Hired a big name, Scott Woodward of Texas A&M, who's a Baton Rouge native. LSU probably getting ready to hit the NCAA with everything they got as well. Also told you about, at the end of hour number one, man, definitely the best news I've seen today. Dolly Parton going to be providing the voiceover for the NFL Network's intro for their coverage of the draft next week in Nashville. Man, 8 days away. 8 days away from the draft over in the Music City on Broadway. Going to be a complete circus, but it should be a fun circus at that. But you know how we started here in hour number two? You know how we like to do it at 7 o'clock here. It's time for Cole McCormick to shine here. And I know we got another day jam-packed full of nice updates on the recruiting trail. It is time for your 7 o'clock recruiting update brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interiors. And without further ado, Cole Talk.
All right. Thank you, Tanner. Tonight we will start with Tony Mitchell. Mr. Mitchell is an athlete in the 2023 class, 6'1", 180 pounds. He has been given an offer to play at Tennessee. He tweets, truly blessed and honored to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag GBO. Mr. Mitchell is out of Alabaster, Alabama, down at Thompson High School. Currently no rankings at the moment. No crystal ball predictions at the moment for his services. Tennessee comes in as his fifth overall offer. And in my opinion, if you're a 2023 guy and you already have five offers, you're doing something right. To go with his new Tennessee offer, he holds other scholarships from Florida Atlantic, Georgia Tech, Jacksonville State, and Mississippi State to round out the five. Next, Devontae Nelson was on campus this past weekend for the Orange and White game. He tweets, good old Rocky Top, Tennessee, hashtag GBO. Mr. Nelson is a corner in the 2020 class. He is out of Memphis over there in the west part of the state. Out of Memphis University School, 5'11", 177 pounds, three-star guy according to 247 Sports Rankings, 38th overall corner in the 2020 class, 16th best player in the state of Tennessee. Currently no crystal ball predictions at the moment. Other offers for Mr. Nelson come from Arkansas, Indiana, Louisville, Memphis, and Mississippi State. Next, as I scroll down here to our next update, Travion Longmire has also been given an offer to play at Tennessee. He tweets, blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag Rocky Top, hashtag powered by the T. Mr. Longmire is from Corbin, Kentucky, out of Corbin High School. He's an athlete in the 2022 class, 6'2", 170 pounds. No rankings at the moment. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. Tennessee becomes just his fourth offer. To go along with his hot and fresh Tennessee offer, he holds other scholarships from Kentucky, Louisville, and Western Michigan. Next, in my opinion, this is a big-time recruit, a big-time update. This actually broke last night right at 7 as I was getting ready to give yesterday's recruiting report, but I decided to leave it for today. Joel Williams. I'm not sure how to pronounce his first name, but Mr. Williams has put Tennessee in his top 13. Interestingly enough, Tanner, I told you about this earlier. Mm-hmm. A lot of pushback last night from fans, from trolls on Twitter. All the degenerates came out.
They suck.
Made their voices known. But I owned them, and they stopped. But anyway, Mr. Williams tweeted last night, almost right at 7 o'clock. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11, hashtag top 13. And then he also says, "Recruitment is still open." Yes, of course, I am sure you guessed it. Tennessee did make the list, or I would not be talking about it. To go along with Tennessee, the other schools in his top 13 are Kentucky, Georgia, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Oregon, Texas A&M, Clemson, Texas, Auburn, LSU, Florida, and Penn State to round out his list. Mr. Williams, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at Madison Prep Academy, a corner in the 2020 class. Let's see here. Four-star guy according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings. 12th rated athlete in the 2020 class. 7th best player in the state of Louisiana for 2020. Current crystal ball prediction sit at 50% to Texas A&M, 38% to LSU, and a mere 12% undecided. Let's see. Other offers for Mr. Williams. Many of those I mentioned, but others from Arizona, Arizona State, Arkansas, Auburn, and Baylor, and then, of course, your Tennessee Volunteers. So Tennessee in on another very talented corner and athlete in this 2020 class. If you could land a guy like him, I think you have to feel good if you are a Tennessee fan. Next, we go to Chief Borders. We have talked about him before, but just wanted to update you.
Love Chief Borders.
I love it. Love the name. He's definitely on the all-name team. Let's see here. According to Vol Recruiting Reports, he spoke with them over there, all the great work they do, and discusses his time on campus over the weekend for the Orange and White game. Just wanted to read a couple quotes from Mr. Borders. The article starts off with, "One of the fastest rising athletes in the country for the 2021 class is McEachern's Chief Borders. Borders exploded onto the recruiting scene in recent months and now holds offers from SEC schools, including Kentucky, South Carolina, and Tennessee. He visited the Vols for the second time in a month on Saturday for the Orange and White game and discussed that visit and his recruitment." Let's see. Borders really enjoyed his return visit to Knoxville and says, "What stood out the most to me was the environment. Seeing all the people walking around in Orange and White was beautiful." He goes on to say, "The coaching staff wants me to come to camp and really work with me and stay in the mix for everything. The Tennessee staff is recruiting the 6'3", 215-pound athlete who has been timed at a 4.6540 to play linebacker." Very interesting. Other quotes from Mr. Borders. He says, "To play their defense is not hard. You just have to be smart and adapt to change. It is likely that Borders would play on the outside at the next level due to his speed and athleticism." Borders goes on to say, "I might commit probably junior or senior year, depending on how my visits go. It is likely that he is that he will be going to Georgia this week for G-Day. He is a Georgia native, and the Bulldogs seem to be a favorite." But Mr. Borders, I will update you on his measurables. An athlete in the 2021 class. He is from Powder Springs, Georgia, at McEachern High School. As I said, 6'3", 215 pounds. Let's see here. No rankings at the moment. No crystal ball predictions at the moment, but a few offers for him already. Illinois, Jackson State, Kent State, Kentucky, and Pittsburgh to go along with a Tennessee offer. Next, we go to Deontay Lawson. He has put Tennessee in his top 8. Opened up the notes app, made it official last night. He says, top 8. No specific order, can change at any time. Tennessee, of course, is in the top 8. To go along with Tennessee, he has Auburn, Virginia Tech, Mississippi State, Oregon, Ole Miss, Georgia, and LSU in his top 8. Mr. Lawson is from Mobile, Alabama, at Mobile Christian School. He's an outside linebacker prospect in the 2021 class, 6'3", 208 pounds. 247 Sports has him as a pretty highly rated guy as of now. Outside linebacker and also defensive end prospect for in high school, I should say. Rated as a four-star guy right now. 16th overall defensive end in the 2021 class. 8th best player in the state of Alabama. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. Let's see. Other offers, including Tennessee, come from Georgia, Memphis, Mississippi State, and Oregon. And then, of course, all of those in his top eight. Let's see here. Who is next? This is very unprofessional of me. Zykevious Walker has put Tennessee in his top five. Mr. Walker, of course, opened the notes app. And he says, I want to thank every other school other than these top five, that doesn't make a lot of sense, that have given me an opportunity to go to their school. I just have to do what is best for me and my family. Please respect my decision. These are not in any type of order. I'm still deciding. Top five, all SEC, very interesting top five. Yes, of course, Tennessee is in it to go along with the Vols, Alabama, Auburn, and let's see, Georgia and Florida have made the top five along with Tennessee. Mr. Walker is a defensive end in the 2020 class out of Ellaville, Georgia at Shelly County High School. 6'4", 260-pound prospect, highly touted young man. Four-star prospect according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings. Fifth overall defensive end in the 2020 class. 11th best player in the state of Georgia. 98th. Overall prospect, all according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings. Current crystal ball predictions shouldn't be a shocker. He's a Georgia native, so he is a favorite to the Bulldogs right now at 100%. Other offers, all the names I just mentioned, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, LSU, and many, many more. Next, we go to a prospect that Tennessee is very, very high on. Actually, the number one rated prospect in the 2020 class out of the state of Tennessee. We've talked about him before. You know him, and you better love him. It's Reggie Grimes Jr. Today, we go back to Vol Recruiting Reports. Today, a Alabama writer has actually made a prediction for Reggie Grimes, and you're thinking, oh, you know, Reggie Grimes Sr. He played at Alabama, played football at Alabama. Mrs. Grimes, she was a track star. She ran at Alabama, or maybe cross country, but she was also an athlete down in Tuscaloosa. Reggie Grimes Jr. is a lock for Alabama. Well, not so fast, my friend. According to Justin Smith, let me get who he works for. He is an Alabama writer. Mr. Smith is from, let's see, very unprofessional of me, Touchdown Alabama Magazine. Today on Vol Recruiting Reports, he made a prediction for Reggie Grimes too. Your Tennessee Volunteers. Now, take the prediction for what it's worth, but if I'm you, and in my humble opinion, if a writer for Alabama, a native of Alabama, somebody who lives in Tuscaloosa, somebody who's around the program, somebody who builds relationships with these kids, these recruits, if he's making a prediction like that, he has to know a little bit of something. So I just wanted to pass that along. I thought it was very, very interesting. Everyone else around the country, around Grimes Jr. and the Alabama program, still think he's a lock for the Tide, but he did have Tennessee in his top six just last week. Being an in-state kid, Coach Pruitt will definitely try to have him wear orange instead of Clemson, but I just wanted to pass that along to everybody, make that known. Mr. Grimes, let's see, five-star guy in the 2020 class, third overall defensive end in the class, number one player in the state of Tennessee, 28th. Player nationally. He's over there at Mount Juliet, Tennessee, at Mount Juliet High School. 6'4", 240-pound guy. Current crystal ball predictions sit at 100% to Alabama. Other offers come from, of course, the Crimson Tide, Florida State, LSU, South Carolina, Tennessee, and many, many more. And then last for tonight, but certainly not least, let's see, Tennessee has received a crystal ball prediction for Tyler Barron. Today, the prediction comes from Bill Green. He is of Ohio recruiting analyst for 247 Sports. He put it in this morning for Mr. Barron. Barron is, of course, from Knoxville, over at Knox Catholic High School, an absolute stud in the 2020 class. Defensive end, standing at 6'4", 255 pounds. According to 247 Sports Rankings, four-star guy, as I said, ninth overall defensive end in the class and fifth best player in the state of Tennessee. With the new prediction for Tennessee, Tennessee holds the lead right now at 67% for his services, and Virginia Tech taking the other 33%. Other offers for Mr. Barron come from Florida State, Ole Miss, Alabama, and then, of course, Tennessee and Virginia Tech to round it out. Mr. Barron, even though he is a local guy, he is a big-time defensive end prospect. In my humble opinion, Coach Pruitt and staff need to keep these Knoxville kids home, need to build the brand of UT within the city, and Mr. Barron and his teammate, Cooper Mays, could be the start of that. And that will conclude this Wednesday edition of the recruiting update. Thank you, Tanner.
Thank you, Cole. Thank you, Cole, again for the daily recruiting update. And as always, that is brought to you by Knoxville's Stone Interiors. They are your go-to countertop renovation source. They've been doing it for over a decade now, helping out thousands of households across East Tennessee beautify their homes with great countertop selections, all types of surfaces that you can think of, hundreds of options, granite, quartz, marble, and more. And they are very close to opening up the new kitchen center on Kingston Pike at the bottom of Bearden Hill across from Food City next to U.S. Bank, moving the operation over there from their Middlebrook Pike location. But you can expect the same great customer service, same great selection at the best value in Knoxville over at the kitchen center. And it's going to be the same type of friendly staff with three generations of experience in the natural stone countertop industry. It's going to have a creative classroom, a test kitchen, an event center as well. There's going to be a lot of new fun stuff for customers to take in. And as always, you can call them at 865-971-5800 and go online to knoxstoneinteriors.com and get yourself a free in-home estimate for your project. Help with any type of project, big or small, kitchens, bathrooms, outdoor kitchens, entertainment centers, you name it, they're going to beautify it. It's Knoxville Stone Interiors. They have done 9,000 kitchen and bath makeovers and counting. And that'll do it for segment number one here in the second hour of Overtime on this Wednesday. 865-546-8200 to hop on the horn here. Got a lot more news to get to on the other side as we are into the second hour of the program here. Stick with us. Overtime takes a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Back on Overtime here, and old billionaire sex tape news. Robert Kraft's the word the internet has given it, I don't even know if I'm going to say it on air. So,
oh no,
I'm just not even going to say it. It's something gate, because everything has to be a type of gate now.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, thank you, Watergate.
But it's the Robert Kraft Orchard Day Spa situation down there in Florida here. Today, your most recent development, a judge has temporarily blocked the release of the video that, of course, this story has to say, allegedly shows New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft receiving sexual services at a Florida day spa. Palm Beach State Attorney's Office spokesman Mike Edmondson told CNN. An April 29th hearing is scheduled before Circuit Judge Joseph Marks, who issued the temporary protective order, according to Edmondson. The video will not be released before then. Still got to wait at least 12 days to see Robert Kraft's tape, man. Such a shame, man.
Okay.
America was really wanting to see that. America needed to see that.
Wow.
Did they not? I thought America was, I thought they were clamoring for it, man. I thought they were all about it.
I was definitely not one of those clamoring for it.
You weren't.
I was not.
I'm a degenerate, though. It's one of those things that's like, you don't enjoy wanting to see that, but it's like, it's still kind of like curious. Curiosity does kill the cat, I know, but...
I mean, those are true statements.
It's one of those things, it's just like, you know... You're gonna think about for a while if like you never at least don't take like a 5 second peek at it. You don't have to sit there like watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
No one's saying that, but it's like if you wanna watch a few seconds of it and just have a laugh, sure.
Sure. I mean if you wanna sit there and watch it, I mean you can go right ahead and do it.
I think it's more for the fact of you're laughing at a billionaire having to go to a place like that.
Yeah,
really?
Dude,
you're worth a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
Did you really have to stoop to that level?
I mean, is your supermodel girlfriend not working out for you? Or, I mean, what's going on up in
New
England?
Is she a supermodel?
I thought, or at least a model or something.
Well, she's definitely a lot younger.
Well, yeah.
To no shock here. I'm going to look up about his
wife. I thought she was a supermodel. She's something
like that.
Let's see
here. Well, poor Myra died. Yeah. And...
he's having a hard time getting over it.
Yeah, that almost 50-year marriage.
Yeah.
RIP.
He's been down in the dumps.
Let's see here. Okay, she's kind of a model. It says she's an actress first.
Actress, okay.
Are they still dating here, though?
If she's smart, yeah, they still are.
Let's see. I don't know. He at least used to date this woman called Ricky Noel Lander, who is currently 39 years old. So she's a full 39 years younger than Robert Kraft.
Okay.
She's an actress, designer, entrepreneur, and a model.
Okay. Wow. Interesting.
So there you go. But yeah, man, he had to go Orchard Day Spa. Had to go Orchard's Day Spa. Kraft's lawyers, they filed an emergency motion earlier today, which aimed to block the release of the video after the Palm Beach County State Attorney's Office said in court documents it would release the video showing Kraft and 24 other men charged after a months-long multi-jurisdictional sting.
Wow.
Yeah. Kraft's lawyers have maintained that releasing the video would violate their client's constitutional rights and hamper his chance for a fair trial. Defense motion stated, Mr. Kraft has an obvious and profound stake in any potential disclosure of the sensitive materials at issue, which, among other things, depict him naked. Oh, Robert Kraft naked!
I don't want to see your Kraft!
Oh, and should therefore be permitted to intervene for the sake of protecting his interest in informing this court's decision.
Goodness.
Oh, the release would not come in the case against Kraft, but in the cases of two women accused of running the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida, that Kraft is accused of patronizing. Accused... Alleged.
I mean, there's videotape of it, so...
the alleged videotape.
Yeah.
Oh, as custodian of the records, prosecutors say state law compels them to release the evidence to the media. They will, quote, pixelate or blur depictions of obscene or pornographic images before releasing such records to the public, absent a court order. So there you go, Cole.
Okay.
Would you take a pic at it if it was pixelated? It's not going to be in the full unedited footage. They're going to blur it out.
If it was pixelated, I would be more inclined to watch it. But even then, man.
See, if it's pixelated, it's you get what people really wanted to watch it for. It's just to laugh at Robert Kraft having to do that.
I mean, pixelation.
Butt naked Robert Kraft while pixelated.
Pixelation would definitely help my case for viewing the evidence.
See, You're starting to open up to it, Cole.
I mean,
you're starting to open up to watching it. You want to see the Robert Kraft video, don't you, Cole?
I really don't.
If it's pixelated and censored, yes, you do. Yes, you do, Cole.
I wouldn't say I want to watch it.
You don't want to watch it for Robert Kraft or anything like that. You just wanted to watch it to laugh at the idea of Robert Kraft being in that situation. Come on, man. This is the armor of the Patriots. This is the evil empire.
Yeah.
This is Palpatine, man. This is Palpatine, the new Death Star. Come on. Laugh at him here.
I mean, the whole thing is hilarious.
It's what we do here in America. We encourage people to get this successful. But, buddy, if you screw up in a manner like this, we are going to laugh at you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's what we want to do. It's what we do as Americans.
Yeah.
Laugh at people like this, especially if it's going to be protected from our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, certainly, if it was unedited, it'd be a tougher sell for people
mm-hmm.
to try to watch. But And just like anything with the Patriots, man, this stuff's going to get swept under.
Oh, of course.
It's going to get swept under a towel, a rug.
Whoa,
did I say that?
Oh, here it is.
But the judge, at least for right now, saving some embarrassment for Robert Kraft. I wish they actually had the tape, not of like back there, of like him coming into the spa.
Yeah.
What's like the code words for him ordering stuff? That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
I wanted to see how like nervously he does, like, yeah.
That one.
Yeah, the $100 one, yeah. Like, ugh! Do you really
I don't want to know.
I mean, this was in a strip mall. We're forgetting where this place was.
Yeah, it's like a regular strip mall.
It's not some high-quality thing in, like, the penthouse suite.
It was, like next to a Subway.
Manhattan, yeah. This is a place in Florida in a strip mall.
I mean, it's, like, next to a Subway and a, like, CBD oil place.
Really?
Yeah, then you got the foot massage place next door that's, you know, doing other stuff.
Robert Kraft, man.
Yeah. Jeez.
Those other dudes, too. I probably like the other, like, 20-something dudes. They're so thankful Robert Kraft got caught in this, too.
Oh, of course.
Because it's like, okay, you know, it, the public records come out. It's like, yeah, if somebody, like, Googles my name, they can find I was involved in this. But still, it's like, hey, this ain't my thing. This is Robert Kraft getting caught in this. All the attention, at least most of the public attention, that's going to be diverted over to him.
Yeah.
They'll have to see his tape, not my tape.
I still want to know if, because when it first came out, you know, we heard that Robert Kraft was not even the biggest name involved. I want to know if that's true.
Yeah, I think they were full of crap when they said that.
It's starting to look that way. Starting to look that way.
The speculation was fun, at least.
Yeah,
I like speculation on the names. Of course, the first person people said was Trump.
Yeah.
I heard had other people say Bill Clinton.
Okay,
so
I can see that.
Immediately you think about politicians when you think, okay, Robert Kraft's a big name.
Yeah.
He's bigger than that. So you immediately thought of politicians.
Mm-hmm.
So you had Trump, Clinton thrown around there. Maybe like some other like A-list actors' names were thrown around.
Yeah.
A lot of people were saying Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I saw that.
In Florida, I'm like, no, Tim Tebow. I mean, that would be the bigger shock, but that would be the bigger –
Would that be the bigger
overall name than Kraft? Like right now?
I mean, I would think.
I would think
Tim Tebow's name would be more recognizable than Robert Kraft to the average sports fan.
It would be the bigger scandal, though.
Because
it's like, hey, Robert Kraft's like, you know, why is a billionaire going to this place? But at the end of the day, he's a dirty old billionaire.
Dirty old man.
Dirty old man, dirty old billionaire. Not Tim Tebow.
Yeah, Mr. Holy.
And, you know, who has a pretty smoking hot fiance last I checked.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, like, what?
Yeah.
Tim, I thought you were still a virgin. What are you doing, buddy?
I don't know.
That would have rocked America to its core.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a bigger name than Kraft, though.
No, I don't think so either. I think it would have come out by now if it actually was. But there at the beginning, it was very fun to speculate.
Pixelate and release. Release the tape. Release the tape.
Yeah.
America needs it. The public needs it.
I'll say this about it. It really is a sticky situation.
Birthday's coming up next. You're listening to Overtime.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Back on Overtime, it is time for birthdays on April the 17th. Just cold today, so no epic showdown. Sorry.
That's okay.
You're going to just have to test your own knowledge here, which you're usually good at.
I feel I'm pretty good at it.
We got four birthdays in this day in history, so.
Okay.
I mean, there certain days on the calendar have been worse to me here, finding birthdays.
Okay.
We had the, what day's cursed? I think the 11th.
Yeah, last Thursday.
Bad.
Not one.
Bad.
Not
we
one.
We just had to do this day in history all day.
Yeah.
But we got birthdays and one this day in history. Quality names here, man. I'm giving it an A minus.
Okay.
Giving
I can work with that.
Everything combined here. Let's go ahead and get started here. First up, she is 47 today. She is an American actress. Let me get some roles up here. Okay. She has been in a whole bunch of stuff since the early 2000s. She has been in movies such as Pearl Harbor, 13 Going on 30, Daredevil, Elektra, Juno, Valentine's Day, Dallas Buyers Club, Miracles from Heaven, and last year's romantic comedy drama, Love, Simon. And so she is also in, she's also current spokeswoman in a series of commercials.
Let's see, 47?
Mm-hmm.
47.
And was, just until last year, married to Ben Affleck. She's single, boys!
Married to Ben Affleck.
Yeah, married for 13 years.
I feel like I know
years.
Who this is. Who did she do the commercials for?
Capital One.
Oh, Jennifer Garner?
It is Jennifer Garner from Houston, Texas.
JG.
The other JG.
The other.
45 today. She is a... Don't know exactly how to describe her here. Hold on. I'll let Wikipedia do it for me. She's English. Okay, she's an English businesswoman, fashion designer, and used to be a musical artist as well. Rose to fame with her music career in the 90s, but recently she's just been known for her fashion career and her business aspect of things. Famous husband as well. They're both famous for their own thing.
Okay. You said fashion?
Yes, that's what she's known for now. And just
used to be music.
Yes.
Famous
specifically
husband.
A singer. In the pop genre.
Famous husband.
She's English. She currently lives in America now, though.
What did her husband do?
If I say the sport, it will give it away, so I'll just say he's just a sports star.
Okay.
Very, very good, though. Very good, very notable.
English.
Come on, Cole! It's going to be so obvious.
Is it Beckham? Victoria Beckham?
It is Victoria Beckham. You got it. You got it. Posh Spice.
Yeah.
Love Posh Spice.
Yeah.
Great family. Married to husband David since 1999.
Look at them.
And they're got some Instagram famous family for sure now,
of course,
too, with
of course.
All their kids.
The boys.
And
boy and the girl. Yeah.
It's kind of amazing how like her oldest is like 20 something.
It really is.
She's 45. That's crazy. She didn't look like 45. No. Dang it. She
20 years for them this year.
Her and David look so young.
Fantastic.
David is like in the best shape of his life, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's a man.
Great family, the Beckhams. Big fan of the Beckhams.
Go Beckhams.
Here. You're 2 for 2 so far, Cole. This one might be a little trickier for you. We'll see if you get it. He is 60 today. Another actor. Let me get the nationality right because he's not American. He is English. I thought he might have been Irish. He's an English actor. He has been in. He's known for TV and film roles. One of his most prominent roles is Boromir in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Other roles, he's been in GoldenEye. He was in. Let's see here, National Treasure, Silent Hill, The Martian, in 2015, and he is also known. For being a basically the de facto main character in the first season of Game of Thrones before, spoiler alert, I mean, it's been out for 8 years, before he was shockingly beheaded at the end of season one. He was Ned Stark.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you might have heard.
Let's see. You said he was a National Treasure.
But most notable film role is Boromir in the Lord of the Rings movies. In the early 2000s.
Who is Boromir? You said he is English?
Yes. I'm going to give you like 10 seconds.
The only person I know from National Treasure is Nick Cage, and it's not him. I don't know.
It's Sean Bean.
Sean, who is he in National Treasure?
I can look at the filmography here.
Sean Bean.
In National Treasure, he is Ian Howe.
Oh, is it the bad guy in National Treasure?
I haven't watched National Treasure so
like,
long. I could see
him. Kind of longish blonde hair, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
who he is then.
Okay.
So, okay, 2 for 3 here, though. Still doing good. Last birthday. RIP to this legend. He would have been 65. He was a Canadian wrestling icon. Big in the 80s and 90s. He was also an actor as well. He's one of the best villains of all time. He wore a kilt. He basically had the whole Scottish thing going on, even though he was Canadian. passed away in 2015.
Says wrestler?
Yes, his nickname was Rowdy. He's one of the big ones, which is why I put him on here. I'll tell you the movies. He was the lead role in the 1988 cult classic They Live. It was the one where he put on the sunglasses and he like saw that some people were actually aliens. He had that quote, I came here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Man, I don't know. I'm not big on my wrestlers.
Ah! Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper?
Roddy Piper. Really? I would have thought you would have heard of Roddy Piper. Because he's one of the goats, man.
Like WWE?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but he had a lot of feuds with Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
In the 80s. He was at the first WrestleMania. He had the Piper's Pit, like in wrestling show, talk show that he would do.
Okay. Maybe if I saw his face, he'd be familiar, but the name doesn't really ring a bell.
I thought the image of him, like the kilt and everything, would have done it for you.
Well, there's a guy right now who kind of, well, I don't know. Isn't there a guy who wears a kilt too? Redheaded guy. Does he wear a kilt?
You're thinking of Sheamus. He doesn't anymore.
He doesn't?
Though.
Okay.
Sheamus is actually Irish. Roddy Piper's Canadian.
Oh,
so
okay.
He pretended to be Scottish.
Oh, gotcha.
Is what Piper did.
Okay.
Ugh, Cole, 2-for-4.
Ugh.
I don't want you to lose, but
I don't either.
I think you'll get this one, though. This is the This Day in History. We go back to 1790.
Oh, wow.
This day in 1790, one of the founding fathers passed away. I will tell you this, though. He was never a president. Passed away 1790.
Ben Franklin?
It is Ben Franklin. Okay. Saved yourself! Benjamin Franklin passed away in 1790. He pretty much did it all. Besides being president.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only thing he didn't do. Was he ever really in politics at all?
Oh, he... Yeah, hold on. I can look up his elected positions. I'm pretty sure. I mean, he did... He's one of the family... Yeah, he was... the last position he held, he was the 6th president of Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I guess that's a precursor to governor.
Sure.
He was okay. He held that position from 1785 to 1788. He was the U.S. minister to Sweden. He was the minister to France. The first ever U.S. postmaster general.
Oh, wow.
And the speaker of the Pennsylvania Assembly.
Okay.
Passed away at the age of 84, which is impressive. Someone in the 1700s living to 84.
Yeah. Wow, good for him. RIP to the GOAT.
So it was a politician, just that president stuff. Yeah, missed me with that.
Yeah. Wow. Good for him.
I don't blame him, man. President, kind of stressful.
Very, very stressful.
Do you know one of the favorite things Ben Franklin used to do?
Fly his kite.
No, that's one of them, though. He would nude sunbathe.
Really?
For all his neighbors to see.
Well, hey, if you're Ben Franklin and you did all this...
He couldn't have done that as the president.
If you did all this stuff for America like he did, I feel like nude sunbathing...
I think he'd lay out naked.
I think he's earned it.
Get you that sun, Benji.
Yeah.
Get you that sun right there.
Yeah.
We're going to take the last break of the program here, 865-546-8200. Last chance to get on the program on this Wednesday. Be back to wrap up Overtime Strong when we come back. Last segment of Overtime on your Wednesday here, 865-546-8200 to get on with us here. A couple quick score updates in the world of the postseason for the NBA and the NHL. Only game going on at this moment right here in the Stanley Cup playoffs at the end of the first period. It's the Boston Bruins 2, Toronto Maple Leafs, not the Leafs, but the Leafs 1. But in 10 minutes or so, your Nashville Predators tried to get a commanding 3-1 lead over the Dallas Stars down there in good old Texas. Or as Patrick from SpongeBob would say, dumb old Texas. Down there in the Lone Star State. Couple dramatic games the last two times these teams have been on the ice. So the Preds look to survive once again. And if you want to step and be a degenerate and watch a post 10 o'clock putt drop, you got the Calgary Flames and the Colorado Avalanche.
Yikes.
But my eyes will be glued to the Preds once again.
Sure.
Though.
Yeah.
Absolutely, they will be glued over to the Preds here. Updates in the NBA. Let's see here. Only game going on right now. 8 minutes to go in the second quarter here. Pacers 38, Celtics 36. Other games tonight, 8 o'clock, you got the Pistons and the Bucks. And then at 9:30, the Jazz and the Rockets as well.
Okay. Man, in my opinion, it's been a great start to both postseasons.
No, you've already had several great moments in the NBA playoffs for sure, with the Clippers erasing the biggest deficit in postseason history to come back for a win. And then, obviously, Stanley Cup playoffs have been completely amazing already just outside the Preds.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this here. If you like other teams' misery here, the Pittsburgh Penguins got swept by the New York Islanders.
Mm-hmm.
And then your President's Trophy winners, the Tampa Bay Lightning, who tied an NHL record for wins in a season. They tied the 95-96 Red Wings with 62 wins in a season.
Mm.
They get swept by the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Incredible.
Did you see the tweet the Lightning Twitter account sent out, like the official team account?
I did not.
It was one of the just, like, I don't know what word to describe this. Somebody described it as like a drunken text you send to your ex at like 2 in the morning.
Oh, no, that's not good.
It was bad. Hold on, I'm scrolling back to find it here. Here we go. So the Lightning, gets swept by the Columbus Blue Jackets.
That's just embarrassing.
They become the first, in the history of the NHL, they become the first one seed to ever be swept in the best of seven series.
Couldn't happen to a better organization.
Or at least the first President's Trophy. No, they are the first President's Trophy winners to do that. I think a once he's been swept before.
Man.
I'm pretty sure it's when the Preds did it to the Blackhawks, I think.
Man.
But definitely President's Trophy winners. But here's what the Lightning tweeted out. This is verbatim. We don't have any words, and we know you don't want to hear them. We understand your anger, your frustration, your sadness. Everything you're feeling, we get it. This isn't the ending we imagined, and certainly not the one we wanted. Thank you for being there the entire way.
How sad. Oh, my.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't know.
That guy needs to be fired. Guy or girl. I don't know.
Whoever it is. Yeah. That is hard.
Whoever's running that, fire them.
I'm with you. That is so weird.
If I'm running a team account and that happens to my team,
I'm pissed.
Who I work for, I just tweet out the word, welp.
Exactly.
And I don't log back on for 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's somebody that just gave up, I guess.
I mean, that's just...
That is very, very odd to me.
That reeks of just absolute just despair.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
That wasn't going to help anything. Your fans are going to be pissed. You just got swept.
Yeah.
You're the President's Trophy winners. You tied a record for wins of the season. You're going to be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't help. That just made more people laugh at you.
No, yeah. It just made it worse.
Because you have non-hockey fans like quoting that and be like, dude, what are you doing in Tampa?
Yeah. I mean, I can understand where they're coming from, whoever it is that sent that tweet. But that was a bad idea. That was a bad idea.
I'd say so. Very bad idea here. But, hey, at least that didn't happen to the Preds.
Yeah.
Hey, really terrible. Good thing Preds going for a 3-1 lead here in a few minutes down there in Dallas. So that's your playoff update. End out the show with this here. So we're three days away from some people like to partake in this. Some people just like to make memes about it. It's not even an official holiday, but for some people it means a lot. Cole, I'm talking about 420.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about 420, man. Hashtag 420 blaze it. I don't condone that. I'm not condoning drugs. Not condoning it. But 420, man. Some people, including brands and companies, they're taking advantage of it here. How about this, Cole? Carl's Jr., who, of course, is West Coast Hardee's.
Yeah. Not as good as Hardee's, I will say.
Absolutely not as good as Hardee's. They're going to be testing out a cannabis burger to stay at the forefront of the CBD trend. You know, you got CBD oil, mm-hmm. great benefits.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But this is the first time I've heard of it being infused in a burger.
Same.
The chain said today that it will sell, get this, the Rocky Mountain High Cheeseburger Delight.
There you go.
That's the name of it.
Perfect name.
It's only going to be at one location. It's going to be in Denver just for 420.
Wow.
The burger will feature a sauce infused with CBD or cannabinoid, a non-psychoactive hemp derivative. So this burger won't get you high.
I wouldn't think so.
But they're just trying to like pretend like it will, I guess. Hey, man, 420 CBD burger, man. You're eating a weed burger.
Yeah. I mean, I think they'll sell a lot of them.
They should just have Seth Rogen to promote this. Dude, it's weed, but on a burger. Though the promotion is limited, however, it's not a stunt. They're using it to test whether to determine a CBD burger belongs on its permanent menu, said Paige Trevino, who is a senior VP of brand marketing for Carl's Jr. She said, quote, "It is something that feels right for the brand," she told CNN Business. "We are all about innovation."
Yeah, I guess.
CBD burger.
I mean, I get trying to stay with the times and trying to stay with, you know, trends, especially over there in Denver where all that's pretty legal. But,
I mean, you can get CBD here.
I mean, you can, yeah. But to put it in a burger, I think that's a little bit of a stretch.
Some studies suggest that CBD can help treat inflammation, pain, anxiety, and seizures. Carl's Jr. isn't promoting any possible functional benefits of CBD. I think, like, eating that on a – you're still eating a big – fast food burger.
Yeah.
I think it's going to do the opposite of what you want to hope help. But, hey, hashtag weed burger.
More power to them.
Out there in Carl's Jr., man, you stay crazy, Colorado. That'll do it tonight for Overtime. For Cole McCormick, I'm Tanner Carson. Be back with you same time tomorrow at 6 o'clock. See you then.